everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of April 8th through 14th, 2013, the official final end to the season, with the World Team Trophy closing it out in Tokyo. It was a bit of a strange event, with lots of kiss and cry fun, a team that are trolling the presentation of the judges during the ladies' free, the entire arena singing happy birthday to Caitlin Weaver just after she and Andrew Poche finished their free dance, a scoring error in the pairs that threw off over half the results, and sadly, more bad skating than good, especially in the singles. It proved to be something of a North American battle, with pre-event favorites Team Canada failing to quite live up to expectations. In fact, after the shorts, they weren't even in podium position. First, they were upset in both the events they were supposed to win. Patrick Chan might have been named team captain, but going into what proved an extremely messy men's event, he said he felt off. In the short, he fell on his quad and stepped out of his axle, though he still led afterwards, if only because nobody with a remote chance of beating him skated well either. In second, Japanese team captain Daisuke Takahashi also fell out of his quad and stepped out of his combo, and his quad was fully downgraded. But in the free, Takahashi pulled it together a bit, rotating the quad this time if with a hand down, and aside from the triple axle combo gone a bit wrong, the rest of the program was very good. Meanwhile, Chan finished the season very much the way he started it. His fifth place free did have the clean quad triple, but it also had a tripled solo quad, falls on one axle, the other singled, and two more falls on his would-be combo Lutz in final spin, and his three jump wasn't good either. He dropped down to second and left Takahashi to top the men for the second year in a row, 249.52 to 240.21, though he himself was much less satisfied, saying he'd only won because everybody else messed up. Team Canada still salvaged the event largely thanks to the efforts of Kevin Reynolds. Though ninth after the short, where he badly two-footed the quad salchow and fell on the quad toe to lose the combo, he came back to give everything in a free that brought the audience up with him lying spent on the ice. That still wasn't perfect. His quad salchow was slightly two-footed, his combo quad toe was partially downgraded, and so was the triple axle before the triple toe, but everything else was perfect, including his back half quad, and it was enough for the second place long and third overall. But he was barely ahead of Max Aaron, who moved up from 4th to 6th with a 3rd place free. The 3 quad salchows he did throughout the competition were perfect, though the free saw him fall at his solo axle and stepped out of his Lutz, and the ends of both programs were also a little off. His fellow American Jeremy Abbott wasn't quite so good. In the short, he fell on his flip, and in the free, he doubled his only quad attempt, fell on the flip again, this time with a partial downgrade, and the rest of his jumps weren't the prettiest either. Still, various errors from various skaters left him in sixth, and meanwhile, it was the U.S. who pulled off the upset over the Canadians in the ice dance. Madison Chalk and Evan Bates especially trounced Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poche in the short dance on levels and twizzles, and while it was close in the free dance, even with 9 elements to the American 7, Weaver and Poche still couldn't quite match Chalk and Bates' tariff of level 3 steps before everything else, their twizzles were still a little weak, and when Weaver slipped off the end of her kneeling transition following the spin, the resulting fall deduction cost them that segment too. Chalk and Bate made it a decisive 164.91 to 160.08. In the five-team pairs competition, Canada gained some points back, as Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford took a more expected second. They got through their short with their Lutzes good, but their final spins less so. Then the free managed only the throws, as she partially undertated and fell on their side-by-side Lutzes and singled out their combo. While Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier ended up last once the scoring issues were sorted, he fell on the salchows in the short, and in the free they went for the throw quad salchow, but fell on that too, had pair spin and combo issues, and just did a triple salchow for their other throw. But it was in the ladies' competition that Canada was truly trounced. For much of that competition, it looked like it was going to be as bad as the men, and American and Canadian ladies alike struggled in their shorts, but Gracie Gold managed to hold on third by rotating her triple Lutz triple toe, though falling on it, she said afterwards she should have just done a double, and American team captain Ashley Wagner fourth, though following a collision with Sijin Lee in warm-up in an unfortunate repeat of last year. After going for the triple flip triple toe and not fully rotating it, she fell out of her also partially undertated axle. Gabriel Dahlman came in last with a fall on a partially downgraded triple triple and a step out in the flip, and Osman seventh when she fell on her way under-rotated triple toe triple toe. Dahlman actually moved up to 11th in the free with a clean triple toe, but there too she had a lot of mistakes, including two falls, and Osman failed to do any better, this time doing a triple flip double toe, falling on a way under-rotated double axle triple toe, and doubling a flip. Meanwhile, Wagner and Gold proved two-thirds of the event's salvation to match Canada's men's finish by going 2-3 themselves. Wagner played it safe, not even trying the double axle triple toe, but her strategy paid off when the only thing in the freeze gate that went off was her hair falling out of its bun. And Gold, with a good triple triple toe and double axle triple toe, was almost as good, though a doubled salchow near the end caused her to slip behind Wagner. When the points were all crunched together, the U.S. was ahead with 57 points, and with 51, Canada barely held on to silver ahead of Japan, who took both singles events, with Akiko Suzuki too repeating, being the last and biggest third of the ladies' event salvation. She even delivered a clean short, the one where she didn't like her triple toe, so only did a double for the combo, which initially left her just behind Adelina Sotnikova, who stole the show with her short, though going for a triple lutz triple loop, she too didn't like the first jump and did a triple toe, which then wasn't ratified. While Suzuki had to hold on to some for jumps in the free, she landed them all, double axle, triple toe included, poured everything she had in, and with a whopping 199.58, she won by over 10 points when Sotnikova couldn't stand up to the trio. Neither her triple lutch, triple toe, or her double axle, triple toe were fully rotated, plus she fell on a flip. She was fifth in the segment and dropped to fourth, ahead of Mao Asada, who went for a triple axle in the short, only to fall and see it fully downgraded, and the flip in her combo was partially under-rotated too, then went for it again in the free, ended up with a really bad double, went for the triple flip, triple loop, partially under-rotated it, only did a double axle, double toe, and stepped out on it, and then had three more partial downgrades. But like Abbott, she stayed in the top half of the results, partially due to other people's mistakes. And meanwhile, Taki Gomura also took fifth place in the men. He fell in the quad in the short, landed it nicely in the free, then had only smaller mistakes, except those mistakes kept him to only one combo. Kathy and Chris Reed too did their bit, getting better than they had all year, and in the free by doing 9 elements and getting through level 3 steps, level 4 everything else, they tied with Russian teams Enya Monko and Kirill Kalavian for the highest tariff in the free, though they finished 4th behind the latter teams since they weren't quite as quick or smooth as them. But while they would have won silver if they'd had a Paris team, their lack of one, unfortunately, stopped being a disadvantage against Team Russia, who were second after the shorts were skated, but then went to man down. Konstantin Menshov skated the cleanest short of the men, with a quad triple to put himself third going into the free, but then, on the third jumping pass in his long, went down very badly on his axle, dislocated his right shoulder, staggered off the ice in agony, and had to be taken to the hospital to have the shoulder reset. He showed up the next day to cheer on his teammates in a sling. Maxim Kovtun finished the competition, but didn't do too well. In the short, he landed the quad triple, only to fall on the Lutz, and in the free, he landed it again, only to fall on the solo quad and single two more jumps. He finished eighth. In the ladies, Elizaveta Tektomisheva fared still worse than him. Her short had two falls and no combo, and in the free, she popped her Lutz, lost her triple-triple combo, did eventually manage three combos, but struggled with all three of them, turning out of the first jump and falling on the second in her double axle triple toe, and doubling the triple in a three jump. She was eighth in the free, but was unable to move up from tenth. Tatiana Volzhozhar and team captain Maxim Trankov had no trouble winning the Paris competition, going clean outside their Salchows, though she two-footed hers in the short and fell on it in the free, but he only said they knew they wouldn't medal after they lost Menshov, and they were a distant fourth. In 5th and 6th, China and France were pretty much non-factors in the overall competition, though China did come in 3rd in the pairs. Eventually, anyway, though initially they were scored as last. After a short where Vanessa James and Morgan Cyprus skated clean, if not that prettily with the throw flip, they were 3rd ahead of Cheng Peng and team captain Hao Zhang. She had to put her foot down on the toes to avoid falling. The free went similarly for the French, as they did the throw flip again, side-by-side Salchows, and the 3 jump, though they didn't do any of them too well. And meanwhile, Peng and Zhang did their quad twist, but suffered a fall on their double axles, and initially their pair spin was invalidated too, dropping them 5th and leaving 3rd to the French. But after the pairs free, before the ladies free, the tech panel's judgment was challenged and ultimately overturned, and they moved up to 3rd. Also, Mai, Bernice Maitei, and Hexin Zhang were the only ladies to skate clean shorts or land clean triple triples. They both managed triple toe, and Zhang even did it again in the free. But a pair of partial downgrades did Zhang in to finish 9th, and Maitei had a fall, other mistakes, and only one good combo to finish 8th. Zi Junli had a better fake, even knocking out most of her free world style, but that was after her opening flip was too shaky to complete her triple-triple, and that was after she'd fallen on the flip in the short to lose that combo. She was 4th in the free, but finished 6th. In the men, Brian Joubert had an unclean quad double in the short, a clean quad in the free, and no other major errors, but simply couldn't get higher than 7th, and Han Yan was a much bigger disappointment, blowing all three of his jumps in the short and having a quad-triple, but singling his only axle attempt and falling on a botched combo in the free to finish 9th. France also nabbed the Team Spirit Award, probably for the use of her full body costumes. The skaters also took advantage of the interviews to make a couple of announcements. Asada became the latest skater to say she may retire after next season, and Chalk and Beats beat most of the other top skaters for next season's music announcements. They declared their free dance will be to Les Miserables. The Chinese team didn't reveal their music, but they did say through Weibo that Ji Junli, Kexin Zhang, Peng and Zhang, Yan, and also Nansong will now go to Canada to get their programs done by Lori Nicol. The ISU was also busy with announcements this week, making the official announcement of the already known Junior Grand Prix locations and the initial allotment of national berths to each. They also addressed the matter of the Golden Cup of Dubai, a pre-senior singles event taking place the end of April, which advertises itself as promoting United Arab Emirates Figure Skating Federation, which intends eventually to have ISU membership, but as it does not yet. The ISU has warned its own members against providing any skaters or officials into this competition on pain of revoked eligibility. For everyone else, it's the show season, and this week began with the annual Figure Skating in Harlem Gala in Central Park Monday night. The actual performing was done by the students of Figure Skating in Harlem's female student-athlete program, who did synchronized numbers to Palladia and Alicia Keys' Girl on Fire, but a huge amount of skaters were there to do meet-and-greet, from old greats like Dick Button and Scott Hamilton to current stars like Javier Fernandez, also a few athletes from other sports, and a number of business people, now including Sasha Cohen, who on the ice made a donation to the program of a dozen pairs of skates from her newly created Klingbeil line. NBC announcer Andrea Joyce was also honored, along with women's fashion designer B. Michael. This weekend saw more shows, including the Skating Club of Boston's Ice Chip Show, which had two performances yesterday and a third this afternoon. As Castelli and Shape Bear were in Japan, the headliners were instead guest stars Maya and Alex Shibutani doing their Anything You Could Do routine, and they also hosted Finnish synchronized team Marigold Ice Unity, the number two Finnish team that recently placed fourth at the World Synchronized Skating Championship. Skating Club of Boston performers also included Ross Miner, doing his regular Luck Be a Lady number, and Christina Gao, skating to Emily Sands River, as well as Gretchen Down, Landry Spiroff, Stephen Carrier, Jasmine Siraj, Isabella Anastasia Canuskio and their partners Michael Brabante and Colin McManus, and Harrison Choate, who skated through a case of bronchitis. On the other side of the country, in Ontario, California, the All Year Figure Skating Club held their own annual recital Saturday night, which included performances by Courtney Hicks, who debuted a new number, Jonathan Gazar, and Leia Kaize. The bigger shows are still to come, and there were announcements this week for this summer's All That Skate and Artistry on Ice. There will apparently only be one edition of All That Skate this year in sale, done June 21st through 23rd, where Yuna Kim will debut a new show program. Other cast members named so far, Kurt Browning, Stéphane Lambiel, Joanie Rochette, and Vladimir Besedin, and Alexei Polchichuk. Artistry on Ice, meanwhile, must now go on without its retired founding stars, but they have four shows lined up in Taipei June 8th, in Guangzhou June 7th, Shanghai June 14th, and Beijing June 16th. Browning and Besedin and Polchichuk will be in at least the Taipei show, too, as will Eliana Savchenko and Robin Silkovy, Irina Slutskaya, Johnny Weir, Alyssa Sisney, and Ekaterina and Alexander Chesna, and also Edvin Martin, though what changes may be made between that show and the mainland China shows has not been established. And in Japan, their edition on Art on Ice has added Akiko Kazuki and Taki Komura to their already announced cast. Canadian Stars on Ice casting dates, of course, have already been established, with rehearsals now about to begin in Halifax. But Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer took a moment this week to talk about what they'll be doing there. Turns out we're not rid of their Carmen yet. They love the program so much they're going to be doing a modified version, as well as an original show number to Rihanna's Stay. No other music news this week, though last bit of choreographer news, Pid Lawrence and Rudy Swaggers will be making a run for that third Olympic spot with choreography by Caitlin Osmond's choreographer at Lance Feepot. And finally, some possibly good news, or possibly bad news. Caitlin Yankauskas is off-ice partner search. One would hope that means a new partner has been found, but as I record this Sunday evening, there simply has been no further word on the matter. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.